podcast Caillou, bienvenue à notre rendez-vous français.
Dobrodošli v novi epizodi podcasta Kajuh. Danes v pogovoru vabimo Francoze, ki so tu na tedenski izmenjavi. Naša gimnazija z njihovo sodeluje že več let v sklopu raznih projektov. Letošnja tema je zeleni prehod ter evropska politika spopadanja s klimatskimi spremembami. Za začetek pa spoznajmo naše sogovornike.
Please introduce yourselves. Tell me your name, age, what school you come from and what animal represents you best.
Hello, we all come from the Lycée Pierre Méchain in Laon. My name is Leopold Jakmanski. I am 18 years old and my animals represent me is the Golden Retriever.
Hello, my name is Marjolaine Lelièvre. I'm 17 years old and I think that the animal that represents me is a raven.
Hi, my name is Maxime. I'm 16 years old and for an animal I would say a sloth.
What's your experience in Slovenia so far?
For me, I thought in Slovenia that it was a lot of nature, like most of the city are just countryside. Some of the house, like mostly, are just in the mountain. It's really a big nature.
And you, Maxime, what about Celje?
Even if it's the third biggest city in Slovenia, I think it's really calm and clean. And yeah, I love all the nature and the history of the city.
And you, Leopold, do you have any culture shock that you would like to share?
Oh yes, for me the big cultural shock is the fact when you wash every day the towels.
And what about our school? Do you like it?
Yes, because in France the mental health is a big problem in education. And here you have a lot of free time, so it's surely better here.
Yeah, since you guys finish at 2 p.m. and in France we can finish like at 6 p.m. And if we have activities out of school, there is no much time left in the evening. We have to do our homework, eat and do everything that we need. So we might just go sleep later than you guys do.
Since you said that you finish school very late, it's basically your home. How do you take care of it?
In France, we have one trash for paper and one trash for organic. But in Slovenia, I see in your corridor you have a trash for different things. You have a trash for paper, for plastic, for organic, and I think is the best one.
And with us is also their English professor who can give us more insight on how they take care of their school.
Bonjour, my name is Mr. Vivier and I'm an English teacher in the Lycée Pierre Méchain in Picardy in France. I have been teaching in this school for 15 years now. Regarding the way we deal with, for example, waste in our school, we have some specific bins for paper, for example, but there are more things that can be done because we are not really aware of the, for example, the amount of waste that we produce in the school, if it is the waste of the teachers or the waste of the students. And we, I think, my personal opinion is that we are not really aware of this topic, and there are more things that need to be done in our school. And if I compare with your high school in Celje, you have, I think, well, different bins for different types of waste, and I think this is what has to be done in our school.
Okay, so you both gave a similar answer, so you've probably noticed the same mistakes in the French school. So do you think this kind of points to the difference between how Slovenia and France tackle the pollution problem?
So the big difference between France and Slovenia is outside school. Like, you guys still use coal, but we use renewable resources, like with the sun or even the hair, everything. But yeah, you guys have a big difference. You pollute more than us, And I saw that in the city you do not have advertisement for pollution, but we do, especially in big city, but in small town there is also a pub on the bus.
And yes, I've noted that here in Slovenia, so I saw guys throwing chewing gum in the street, and for us it's illegal and unbelievable because it's very problematic for the environment and we can't imagine doing that in France.
So now that we've touched upon the topic of the exchange, what are some things, the most interesting things you've done at the school surrounding this project?
So, since we're there, we calculate our carbon footprint and we did a fresque climatique in French. It was about the activities of men and their consequences and the environment. And we had a big debate about the environment from a different point of view, like political, environmentalist,
and from a businessman.
Yeah, and one more thing, being on this podcast.
Well, we're so glad you liked it. With that, our podcast episode comes to an end. But before that, the French students have one last thing to say to you.
Chwala za posłuchanie!